Roanoke City has earmarked $4 million on developing new affordable housing, with about $2 million going towards support services, such as drug addiction counseling, transportation, and job training to help people secure their new home. Mel Jones is Associate Director of the Virginia Center for Housing Research out of Virginia Tech.
I think it is very important for people to know that this is sort of a one-shot situation here. We're not likely to see this kind of money for housing again.
Roanoke City is developing policies that could include incentivizing developers to use low-income housing tax credits, jump-starting the use of a city land bank, which conveys blighted or rundown properties to private hands for redevelopment, and inclusionary zoning, which would require developers of new apartments to set aside a certain percentage of the units as affordable for varying degrees of income eligibility. Residents can weigh in on the city's plan at a public hearing on Tuesday at City Hall. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.